Thank you, Dr. Zhang, and good morning to everyone. The title of my presentation is Compositional Differences Affecting Phosphorus Dynamics in BH and BT Horizons. We all know that excessive phosphorus fertilization is one of the major reasons for eutrophication of surface water. And excess P from heavily loaded soils, it may move down the soil profile and can come in contact with the subsurface horizons like BH horizons of spodosols and BT horizons of ultisols. Now these two subsurface horizons, they have different compositions. As a result, the P absorption pattern may also differ and the risk of P loss from these two subsurface horizons can also be different. So the main objectives of this study were to evaluate the differences in metal complexation that are related to P absorption for BH and BT horizons, to predict the risk of P loss from BH and BT, and to relate the risk with the compositional differences, and to evaluate the implications for phytoremediation of subsurface P in these horizons. We collected soils from three spodosol sites, S1, S2, and S3 as indicated by the red legends, and from three ultisol sites, S4, S5, and S6 as indicated by the black legends, which were all located within Florida. Total soil samples that we used for this study were 33 and 45. Water-soluble P, oxalate-extractable P, iron and aluminium, citrate, bicarbonate, diethionite-extractable iron and aluminium, and pyrophosphate-extractable iron and aluminium were done. Iron oxide P was determined with a filter paper that was coated with iron oxide, and it was then shaken in a round bottle with 5 gram soil and 30 ml GI water for 16 hours, and P from the filter paper was finally extracted with 0.1 molar sulfuric acid. Phosphorus adsorption-desorption experiments were done, and it was described by the traditional Langmuir isotherm. So the risk of P loss from BH and BT horizons were evaluated using the concept of phosphorus saturation ratio, which is the molar ratio of oxalate extractable phosphorus to oxalate extractable aluminium and iron. Change point PSR may be defined as the value above which water-soluble P increases rapidly with increase in PSR and thus is an environmental concern. For the surface A and E horizons of Florida soil, the change point PSR is 0.1. For this study, the change point PSR for BH horizon is 0.05, which was determined using SAS. And for BT horizons, the change point PSR is obtained to be 0.12. So this is a representation of a typical spodosol and an ultisol profile. In a spodosol profile, we have an albic E horizon followed by the spodic BH horizon. The albic E horizon, it has very little P retentive capacity, mainly due to presence of uncoated sand. And the BH horizon, it has an appreciable accumulation of organically complexed iron and aluminium, which can retain P. So here, when P moves down the soil profile, since E horizon have very little affinity for P, most of the P comes directly in contact with the spodic horizon. So the spodic horizon are more susceptible to excess P loading. Whereas if we compare the ultisol profile, here we have a coated E, which have an appreciable affinity for phosphorus. And it is followed by the BT horizon, which may be referred as the upper extreme for P retention. So here, when phosphorus moves down the soil profile, appreciable amount of phosphorus are being retained in the E of ultisol before it comes in contact with the BT. So just to wrap up, my main objective of this study is to compare the P release trend of BH and BT horizons using the concept of phosphorus saturation ratio. But before moving that, I would like to see the compositional differences between these two horizons. So this is the comparison of extractable iron for BH and BT horizons as evaluated by oxalate, pyrophosphate, and CBD extractant. Now oxalate extracts the both like the non-crystalline inorganic and organically complexed iron. Pyrophosphate extracts only the organically complexed iron, and CBD extracts the free iron oxide. Thus, the difference between CBD and oxalate should give an estimate of the amount of crystalline iron oxide that is present in the soil. So here we see that for BH Horizon, it has very little amount of extractable iron. And also, if we compare oxalate, pyrophosphate, and CBD for BH Horizon, it will be revealed that amorphous iron oxide, it is the most prevalent form in BH samples. Whereas in BT samples, we see that it has very high amount of CBD iron in comparison to oxalate and pyrophosphate iron. This indicates the predominance of crystalline iron oxide in BT, which is insignificant for BH. So next, we move on to the extractable aluminium, which is extracted for BH and BT by these three extractants. Here we see that in BH, it has an appreciable amount of aluminium content in comparison to iron, which we saw in the last slide. And also, we see that both oxalate and pyrophosphate, they are extracting considerable amount of aluminium. So we can state that P retention in BH Horizon is mainly influenced by aluminium, and aluminium, it is existing as aluminium organic matter complexes in BH Horizon. Also, if we compare the oxalate aluminium and CBD aluminium for both BH and BT Horizons, it is observed that oxalate is more efficient extractant than CBD. Thus, it may be suggested that for both BH and BT samples, it is rich in poorly crystalline aluminium, for which oxalate is more efficient extractant. So this is the summarization of what I said in the last two slides with respect to oxalate and pyrophosphate extractant, where we see the comparison of oxalate extractable iron and aluminium and pyrophosphate extractable iron and aluminium. Here, we see that oxalate and pyrophosphate, it is actually following a 1:1 relationship for BH, as indicated by the green diamonds, whereas in BT samples, oxalate is much more efficient extractant than pyrophosphate, which is suggesting the predominance of inorganic iron and aluminium oxides in BT. So this is the comparison of absorption parameters for BH and BT. Here we see that both BH and BT, both of them are having an appreciable amount of P retentive capacity as indicated by Psorb and Smax, whereas S0, which is the amount of P that is present in the solid phase, is much higher for BH in comparison to BT, and K, which is the P bonding constant, is much higher for BT in comparison to BH. So this is consistent with the theory that more saturated desorption complexes lower the energy of subsequent desorption. Here we see the comparison of Langmuir desorption maxima with oxalate extractable aluminium and oxalate extractable iron for BH samples. It is observed that Smax is strongly related with oxalate extractable aluminium, but no such relationship is obtained with oxalate extractable iron. Thus, we can finally conclude that in BH samples, it is not iron, but aluminium, which is playing the dominant factor for P retention. Whereas we have a different situation for BT samples, where we see that Smax is related with citrate diethionate bicarbonate extractable iron as well as oxalate extractable aluminium. But the relationship is stronger with oxalate aluminium in comparison with CBD iron. Thus, for BT samples, we can conclude that although BT have an appreciable amount of crystalline iron oxide, which is definitely playing a role for P retention, but non-crystalline aluminium definitely have an important role for P retention in BT samples. So this is the relationship between P desorbed and P fraction desorbed for BH and BT. Here we see that both BH and BT, they have an appreciable amount of P retentive capacity, But desorption is greater for BH in comparison to BT, where desorption for BH range from about like 5 to 60%. So this difference in desorption for BH and BT is mainly due to organic versus inorganic complexation in BH and BT samples. So what we saw in the last slide with respect to the P release trend from BH and BT is revealed in this slide when we compare the environmental risk of P loss from sporosols and ultisols. This is the relationship between water-soluble P and PSR. Here we see that for both sporosols and ultisols, when the change point PSR is crossed, water-soluble P increases rapidly with increase in PSR. I would just like to mention here that for ultisols, I have considered both E and BT horizons, whereas for sporosols, only the BH horizons are considered. The E horizons of sporosols are not considered because they will have very little water-soluble P and most of them will be clustered near the origin. So here, if we concentrate on the sporosol profile, it is observed that considerable amount of BH samples, they are actually having PSR greater than the change point and also like having high water-soluble P and are of environmental concern. Whereas in an ultisol profile, it is only 3 BT samples which are actually having high PSR greater than change point. So this difference in P loss pattern for BH and BT can be explained due to the compositional differences between sporosol and ultisol. As we know that in an ultisol profile, it has a coated E, which can retain considerable amount of P. So before the P comes in contact with BT, appreciable amount is already being retained. Moreover, BT horizons, it have higher P retentive capacity, and also it can retain P more tenaciously in comparison to BH. So these all factors counts for the fact that we see for BH horizon, majority of them are acting as a P source, but it is not so for BT. So next we move on to the implications for phytoremediation, which was done using iron oxide impregnated filter paper. Iron oxide P has been successfully used as an index of plant P availability. Here we see that for both sporosol and ultisol, once the change point PSR is crossed, plant P availability increases with increase in PSR. And also it is observed that plant can uptake least amount of P from the BT samples as indicated by this red squares. Whereas deep-rooted plant can actually uptake considerable amount of P from the sporic horizons. And this can be used for phytoremediation purposes. So just to make the conclusion, firstly, BT horizons, they have high crystalline iron oxide in comparison to aluminum, but aluminum plays a significant role for P retention in BT. Also, BT horizons, it has much higher P retentive capacity in comparison to BH, and the main reason for that is due to much higher P absorption per mole of aluminum, and also due to presence of crystalline iron oxide. Sporic horizons, they are more susceptible to P loss from excess P loading, and that is due to the weaker bonding of P with the form of aluminum with which it is associated. And deep-rooted plant, they can access P from sporic horizons, and this may be useful for phytoremediation purposes. Thank you.